You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are with Greg Campbell, an entrepreneur, community leader, and founder of two successful commercial furniture companies headquartered in Richmond, Virginia, Open Plan Systems and Smarter Interiors, the company for which he currently serves as president. Smarter Interiors is a multi-million dollar furniture dealership with clients around Virginia and across the country. Greg, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Hello, Eric.
Good morning to you. So, Greg, you've started or co-founded two successful companies, Open Plan Systems and Smarter Interiors, in the commercial furniture industry. Tell me more about your background and how you decided to found these two companies.
Eric, I started my career in the early 80s with an office furniture dealership here in Richmond, and I was there for about 10 years. Eventually becoming sales manager, and after those 10 years, I was ready for a change. So I've always wanted to own my own business, and I said, well, now is the time. I was 33 years old, and I didn't want to look back down the road and say, darn, I wish I would have started a company. So I took the risk, and I co-founded Open Plan Systems in 1990, who was a remanufacturer of modular office cubicles. I moved to Chicago for Open Plan Systems in 95 to open a Midwest presence, and Open Plan Systems went public during that time. The company started going in a direction I didn't like, so I left Open Plan Systems. I moved back to Richmond, Virginia, and founded Smarter Interiors, my current company. Randy Alderson, my business partner, joined me shortly thereafter, and we've been steadily growing ever since.
Well, tell me about your company, Smarter Interiors. What do you do and the types of clients that you have?
Smarter Interiors is, like I mentioned, a full-service office furniture dealership. We design and space-plan commercial office interiors. We have three interior designers that are very experienced on our staff, and we also have two outside salespeople. Randy and I are involved in the day-to-day sales process, and we also manage our own accounts. We represent over 100 different furniture manufacturers, our main line being Allsteel, part of the H&I family. And we still represent Open Plan Systems, one of the companies that I founded. We offer solutions for healthcare and hospitality also. And our clients range from small 2-3-man firms to Fortune 1000 companies. We also work with the federal government and city and local governments. No job is too small or too large for us at Smarter Interiors.
I like that. So you started both companies in a recessionary environment. What lessons have you learned from this type of environment?
Well, when I came out of college, we were in a recession. When we founded Open Plan, we were in a recession. And, of course, in 2000, when I founded Smarter Interiors, we were in a recession. So I learned then kind of put your blinders on. Don't listen to all the negative stuff about the economy. Don't listen to what people are saying, that there's no business, no sales out there, or you'd probably never leave your house. Also, don't doubt yourself. Have strong convictions in yourself and believe in yourself. Some of my successes, I try to assist others in their successes, and in doing that, it tends to come back to you. I develop a network of similar companies to share information with, like printing firms, moving companies, and carpet companies. I also develop relationships with decision makers, like architects, interior designers, engineers, bankers, and lawyers. Those are the people that are in the know and know where the projects are. I try to be very price competitive. I learned the last thing you want to do is lose a product over price, because you don't get too many opportunities sometimes. And service. If you don't provide the service during the process and at the very end of the installation, everything you've done prior to that will be gone.
Today we are joined by Greg Campbell, the founder of two successful commercial furniture companies headquartered in Richmond, Virginia, Open Plan Systems and Smarter Interiors, here on Enterprise Radio, part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Have you always been an entrepreneur, and what characteristics do you believe are necessary to be successful, and what stumbling blocks should you be aware of?
Well, characteristics to be aware of, I try to take a sort of approach in my sales. Having an accounting background in college and also being a business owner, I bring that to the table. I try to ask as many questions as possible to try to probe to find out what the client is looking for and wants. So then I stand back and listen. The client will tell you exactly what she or he is looking for. Be knowledgeable, be on time, and pay attention to details. Some of the stumbling blocks is, you can't take any shortcuts in business. Don't be lazy. Don't talk over your client. Don't take things for granted. Don't have a lack of confidence. Just work as hard as you can. It's all common sense.
Is there a secret to your personal success or a piece of advice you have always remembered, one that might apply to budding entrepreneurs today?
I've learned and heard a couple of things during my career, and one of the old adage is do what you say you're going to do. The second one is the client is always right. Sometimes that's hard to practice, but the client is always right in my mind. Number three, our company goal is complete customer satisfaction. And number four, we are in the business of repeat business. If you keep those four things in mind, you'll be successful. Other reasons for adding to my success is to be knowledgeable, to listen, ask questions, help others be successful, be on time, and learn about the company you're dealing with. Give options in your sales process and also in your solutions. A good client of mine is always telling me that I give him plenty of options to choose from. I'm not focused on one particular manufacturer or product.
He is Gregory Campbell, an entrepreneur, community leader, and founder of two successful commercial furniture companies headquartered in Richmond, Virginia, Open Plan Systems and Smarter Interiors, the company for which he currently serves as president. Smarter Interiors is a multi-million dollar furniture dealership with clients around Virginia and across the country. And the website of reference is smarterinteriors.com. Greg, thanks so much for joining us here this morning on Enterprise Radio.
Eric, thanks for the opportunity.
You're quite welcome. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.